Welcome to the Pacific Rim podcast. I am going to be reading from a flyer that I created back in the day. Does this work? Wait. And now I'm not muted anymore. And now I'm not muted. Cool. Fantastic. Okay, cool. Let's start again. I guess, yeah, fucking trimming is easy. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Pacific Rim podcast. I am going to be reading from a flyer that I created in 2013 that I handed out personally. I made these flyers and I handed them out around Canberra. I think it was one bus ride, but let the record show that I did this because I had such passion, and I still do, for Pacific Rim and what it represented. And this will be a nice trip for me to go back down memory lane. And sort of one thing that podcasts have a lovely ability to do is one of the additive things that they can be. I just recorded some real talk podcasting. Just about life, and that's going to be episode 320, and this is actually episode 319. So, wow, a little bit behind the scenes, you get to sort of understand sometimes things come as they may. And I have a numerology thing. Like, for me, big episodes sometimes, like, no, they, I often, most of the time, they fall on the big number. So not that this isn't a big one, but this is a perfect prelude, and I couldn't be happier for this to be the first episode I'm recording since that one, which was when we broke the honesty bubble sphere. We're in this new fucking age, which is going to last me until I am not of this earth anymore. Seriously, until I have changed shape into the universe. That is the approach of this channel. So welcome. YouTube.com/AlbertKessaOfficial. Albert Kessa everywhere. I even did a recent thing where I grabbed the Albert Kessa everywhere too. I was going to switch to it. I'm not going to do that anymore because this is about building. You know, this Pacific Rim actually is about beautiful messes of human beings that we are, and that we need to not run away, and we need to build on the broken things that we are, right? So Pacific Rim, smart mainstream art with heart. Warner Brothers presents... Warner Brothers Pictures and Legendary Pictures present Pacific Rim. So a beautiful little, right there, flyer that I made. The following document is a compendium of quotes from reviews of the motion picture Pacific Rim. Beneath these are links to all of the reviews quoted, as well as my personal opinion on the reception this film has had so far. I will be making a polished, cleanly formatted compendium of the reviews themselves in separate documents, which will then be printed off, handed out, and stored for posterity. Wow. 2013 album is a formal boffin. Pacific Rim is the story of humanity nearing what seems to be its end. Coastal cities are under constant threat by the kaiju, fierce, colossal beasts, whose emergence from a rift in the Pacific Ocean changed life on Earth forever. Little addendum commentary to this. I belabored this little spiel that I was right that I'm going to read to you. The rest of I really wanted it to be perfect. So I just remember, as I'm looking at this, I was like, oh yeah, I spent a long time getting this perfect. So anyway, also looking forward to. I've got 5 more kilos to lose, people. To get back to my like actual, it's like these things I call them wings. It's like goodbye wings. You know, I'm doing this meal prep thing. It's going to be fucking great. Like I said, we've entered a new fucking era, man. Take it or fucking leave it. Love and light to you if you vibe. If you don't, go fuck off. Find someone else. Enjoy. Go hang out. And that's what I mean. I say fuck off from a place of love. You're literally meant, if you don't vibe with this place, you're meant to fuck off and find something that resonates with you more. So love and fucking light. Ooh, we're pressing pause and I'm muting, so be right back. We're back. Let us continue. Okay, so if I recall correctly, or if I remember correctly, rather, if my memory serves me correctly. Here we go. This is where I was up to. Cool. Brilliant. Pacific Rim. Yeah, so this is the spiel that I stressed over, man. Like, I was so stressed. It's like, it isn't stressing to make it perfect, you know. Pacific Rim is the story of humanity nearing what seems to be its end. Coastal cities are under constant threat by the kaiju, fierce, colossal beasts whose emergence from a rift in the Pacific Ocean changed life on Earth forever. 20 years later, mankind's battle is almost at an end. The Yoga Program, mankind's internationally funded military technology development response, is at the end of its days. The Yeagers, colossal mechanical titans designed to repel kaiju attacks with minimal, prolonged wholesale destruction and human casualties, number only 4 now, where once there were dozens. Resigned to their fate, the remaining populated areas of Earth have begun construction of enormous walls, no longer believing the Yeagers are able to defend them in the face of mounting kaiju attacks, of such numbers and increasing size that any hope for prolonged survival has all but faded. As the fear of mankind's impending extinction spreads, the remnants of the Yeager program, a handful of pilots from Russia, China, Australia, and America, choose to mount one final desperate attack which could end the kaiju scourge once and for all. Here we fucking go, people. This is what people said at the time. This is me handing this out on a bus in Canberra saying, go see this film. It's big. This is as in, not just like with the monsters. This means something I feel similarly with Denis Villeneuve is like there was a certain mainstream art with heart, like mainstream art, and then I would say with Dune, with soul, with purpose, you know, like a shift. That's what I vibed and manifested for this title when it came out, specifically with what I mentioned about building on the broken beings that we are, you know. That's, you gotta build, right? So I will now speak to the little circle instead of to my own reflection. Love you all. All of you contained in that little circle. That's amazing. Right, number one, let's go. 85%. Rotten Tomatoes. I'd strongly argue that Pacific Rim is one of the more memorable, distinctive action releases in recent years. 85%. Lovely. Great, great. Kicking it off very nicely. Okay. Guillermo del Toro's Pacific Rim is an eccentric and emotional thrill. That's HitFlix, 4 stars. Character is front and center, even as robots kick the hell out of giant monsters. There is an earnest, straightforward voice to the storytelling, reminiscent of the films in the early 40s. I agree. This is not a movie that gives into the typical Hollywood wisdom that an intimate relationship between a man and a woman has to also be a romantic one. In fact, the film is ultimately about the relationship between Raleigh and Mako, pilots of the Yeager Gypsy Danger. It is not a love story in a conventional sense, but of a relationship of perfect trust, two beings united for something bigger. I know what it looks like when someone lays eyes on a movie that rewrites them. I've seen that look in the mirror after screenings of films like 2001 A Space Odyssey and Lawrence of Arabia. My boys are hooked on Pacific Rim, and I can't blame them at all. I completely agree with that one, specifically with the idea of it feeling like a film from the early 40s in its sort of earnestness, and a certain groundedness to it. It's Uprising doesn't even breathe the same oxygen, isn't even in the same reality as this film. They do completely different things, you know. And I would say it does share DNA with 2001 and Lawrence of Arabia in that way, that it just inspires awe. And as much as there was, like, you know, a certain font used and certain presentation, the spirit of this film is extremely, like, artistic and beautiful. It's not bargain bin DVD. It's not any... Yeah, like, some of the marketing had a certain font choice where it's like, you're kind of making it like monsters versus robots kind of thing, but at its heart, this is a like a beautiful paean to healing. And it's so crazy. It's so crazy that I felt pulled, you know, never anything without a reason, huh? I was pulled to record about Pacific Rim tonight. Presciently, I don't know if I subconsciously presciently brought this out during some reminiscence, and I keep it with all of like our memories, Ray and I, this flyer from 2013. And I just recorded this huge podcast, as in like, yeah, standard length, but it was huge for me because it brought me back. I was literally considering like archiving the channel, you know? So 320 will always be remembered for that reason. And same with Guillermo. After this thing of the Hobbit falling through, he had a major moment of like, look, I just want to fucking do what I want. And Pacific Rim was that. And it led to very good things for him. So may it do the same for myself. Inshallah, we'll see. Let us press on, folks. This is fun. The emotion felt between the characters is truly sincere. Straight out of Trench and Tumblr. That's the review right there. Apologies to people thinking you had come across like other Pacific Rim podcasts. I'm a designer. I do enjoy designing logos and using fonts and stuff, but substance-wise, this is it. So, but I vibe with it, man. This is cathartic as fuck, and I enjoy it. And if you enjoy it, welcome. I love you. If you don't, fuck off. Find your tribe, and love and light to you for doing that. Good vibes. Lovely. Okay, so the film is an adrenaline shot to the heart that keeps you going and leaves you exhilarated. You're in the hands of a master of cinema, and the film is impeccably paced. It doesn't leave with the feelings that it's going on for too long or that it felt rushed. You know? As in, you don't leave the cinema feeling that it was rushed. The screenplay is sharp, thankfully not relying on too many cliches we see in most movies, mainstream or independent. Epic, ambitious, and accessible. This is The Verge. Like some of the most iconic sci-fi blockbusters, Pacific Rim also has the advantage of appealing archetypical characters and a story that's both viscerally and emotionally engaging. Max Martini and Robert Kaczynski play the father and son pilots of Stryker Eureka, the Australian Jaeger, whose generational contentiousness conceals the importance of deep-rooted connections within a world largely defined by loss. The relationships between the characters reinforce deeper themes within the film, about parents and children, loss and redemption, and the intangible bonds that form between the unlikeliest people. This is the sort of film you go to in order to watch giant monsters fight giant robots, and then incidentally stay for all the character development and thematic complexity, like along the way sort of thing. The beauty and straightforwardness is deceptive. The simplicity of the film's bruising physicality hooking you into its more sophisticated underpinnings. One of the most satisfying movies of the summer and one of the best of Guillermo del Toro's career, which creates not just a new world, but one whose mythology actually deserves a universe. So that's definitely one of my favorite ones. So a better and smarter than average humans versus monsters spectacular. This is The Hollywood Reporter. 4 stars. Unlike so many crash-bang action spectaculars, this one... Wow, I'm getting tired. Sorry, guys. This one feels lean and muscular, rather than bloated or padded. The action is always coherent and dramatically pointed, rather than just splashed on the screen for its own sake. Twitch Film says, monsters and robots in a near-perfect spectacle. There's a laser-like purpose to the film, a seriousness that never drops into being sacrosanct or self-parodic. It is a film that doesn't need to be ironic or self-effacing to be terrifically effective. It is a film that needs and provides, in ways no film ever has, the spectacle of monsters battling giant robots. Because of this simplicity of purpose and elegance of execution, It's all kinds of marvelous. And on that level, as a spectacle free from dogma or expectation, reveling in that simplicity of purpose and beauty of execution, Pacific Rim is near perfect. So I just watched Ava 3.0 plus 1.0 thrice upon a time. Hearing Pacific Rim is spoken of so beautifully and lauded and given recognition for both its visceral surface whiz-bang aspects but also its deeper layers brings me happiness. It is definitely inspired partially by Evangelion, but it is more aligned with like the Ultraman tokusatsu, you know, and Anno himself is heading back to that territory with Ultraman now. So I was pretty stoked about that, seeing what he does with that light. He had the Shin Godzilla practice, and now it's Shin Ultraman, I believe. So, all right, so this is a big one. Badass Digest. When I cropped this much out, it means that that's like how much from that review I resonated with. So, beautiful, sobering, thrilling. A profoundly epic story that also manages to stay profoundly human. Guillermo del Toro has achieved a feat of world-building unseen on movie screens since the original Star Wars. There is a rich, full, detailed universe that lives at the very corner of the frame. Pacific Rim is set in the kind of fully realized world where you believe if the camera went down a different corridor or street, you would find a rich story populated with fascinating characters. There are sequences in Pacific Rim that have the same depth of construction as the Mos Eisley Cantina scene in Star Wars, that have the sense of a place that existed before the camera turned on and will continue existing after our heroes have moved along. If that was all Pacific Rim offered, it would stand as a Star Wars for a new generation, but it has more than that. It's the rare modern blockbuster that does big-scale action correctly. Every punch has momentum, every impact has weight, every step of the Jaegers and the Kaiju is felt. The action is clear, understandable, and constantly thrilling, and the stakes are always palpable and high. This is a movie designed frame by frame to make kids explode with excitement and imagination, and it's a movie that will reactivate that purity in even old fogies. It definitely did for me. Little aside, it was first year of uni for me, massively existential. This film really anchored me, and yeah, love it. Always. Pacific Rim makes you feel like a kid, not because it's stupid, it isn't, or because it's silly, it can be, but in the right way, but because it will fill you with the sort of awe and joy you had when you first saw the Millennium Falcon show up out of nowhere at the Death Star. Certainly Gypsy Danger's introduction certainly feels like, oh, you know, pistons firing, this analog beast waking up. Cannot wait to watch Pacific Rim 2013 on the 8K. That'll be really, really fun. While humanity is in dire straits in Pacific Rim, this isn't some sort of Nolan-esque meditation on the futility of heroism or the failings of men. It is a movie about triumph and hope and overcoming all odds. And for the 10-year-olds, it's about how little people can stand up to even the biggest monsters. Pacific Rim is a movie that leaves you wanting more. It is the rare modern movie that will send you looking for supplemental material so you can experience more of the world. That's true. Tales from Year Zero at the time came out. Beautiful cover illustration by Alex Ross. Some will complain about a lack of complexity in Raleigh, but I found his basic decency and heroism refreshing. In a movie landscape where the heroes refuse the call every single time, where they need a personal revenge motivator to become heroes, where they have feet of clay and are constantly unsure of themselves, Raleigh is the rare hero doing it because it has to be done. Played with the ultimate badass ferocity by Idris Elba, Pentecost is the driving force that keeps the Jaeger program together. It is the tough leader. He is the tough leader who keeps the multinational pilot crew moving forward and is the driven tactician behind the last-ditch effort to save the world. I fucking love Stack of Pentecost, but even more than that, I fucking love Idris Elba. Badass. Kindred human being. Looking forward to the film with him and Kate Winslet. A Thousand Years of Longing. George Miller, before he creates and directs and everything. Mad Max, or rather just Furiosa, and then The Wasteland. So, the next decade of Mad Max, folks. His character, as in Pentecost, is filled with complexity, from his strange personal vulnerability to his relationship with Marco Mori, his assistant who is also the perfect companion to drift with Raleigh in Gypsy Danger. Elba brings many shades to Pentecost, some of which he gets across with only a look while alone in an elevator. Rinko Kikuchi is Mori, whose childhood experience in kaiju-devastated Tokyo presents the movie's single most jaw-dropping sequence. Guillermo del Toro understands the scale with which he's working, and this sequence where young Mori is chased down city streets by a 20-story tall monster smacks you with that scale. It's also an emotionally shattering bit of filmmaking, the moment where you most understand the human toll of the wanton destruction wreaked by the kaiju. It's Pacific Rim in a nutshell, beautiful, sobering, thrilling. I love that scene. I also love that when films reach a certain level, when they simply reach realism, that's it, forever real. Even the original Jurassic Park, as much as we praise its CG, there's some floaty elements that will never fully be, unless they redo the CG from scratch, it will never fully feel completely real. Pacific Rim feels everything, just like with King Shark, actually, and the Suicide Squad I was just watching, feels completely real, you know? And that's it, you know, like, within our lifetime, we won't be evolving to a point where we need anything else. They even talked about this during The Hobbit. Interestingly, you know, with that Del Toro connection to The Hobbit. Past a certain frame rate, it's like the eye can't see faster than that. It's fine. Like, so once we reach it, we've reached it, right? We're close. The Pacific story, the Avatar sequels will take it there, I believe. They will. And we just won't need any further advances. We'll just have reached fully understandable, relatable, believable reality. And then we'll, obviously, there'll be the AR verse, you know, the virtual reality verse, you know, we'll see. Shout out to the talk I'm giving on October 3rd, where I will discuss this, the three timelines, the ideal timeline, the nightmare timeline, and the boring timeline of tech development. And like, more importantly, the interactive art forms growth, which sadly there was a beautiful Pacific Rim game planned, it then got cancelled, but we will see it one day. Believe. Gotta believe. I wanted more of everything, more of the characters, more of the world, more of the monsters, and more of the Jaegers. This is a movie about teamwork, about sacrifice, and about getting past the bullshit to do something important and difficult. It is a rousing movie about the way human beings can set their mind to something and accomplish it. Yes, we've fucked up. Yeah, we've made mistakes. But we've also done incredible things, performed incredible feats, and tamed some of the very forces of nature. When we're at our worst, we can be destructive, divisive, and horrible. When we're at our best, we can change the course of the world with our will. Pacific Rim is a movie all about that. It is thrillingly, upliftingly about that. And it also has giant mechs punching the shit out of giant robots. This is what a blockbuster movie should be. Folks, we're going to end tonight's episode on that one. gems in here over the years. We'll read them to you, don't worry. Love and light to you all, and until next time, bye for now.